This call is being recorded.
So we want to say good evening, everyone. Thank you, everybody, for being on the call with me this evening and with everybody else and with our guests. And I have a few announcements. I just want to share a couple of things. Taffy Team registrations. Taffy Team 48 registration is on the way. So we have about three people, and there's a several inquiries. Oops, I'm hearing a phone ring in the background. And so if you are interested in doing Taffy, then
please check the area code and number.
Okay, hang on, there's something not right here.
Assistance. Thank you from TELUS.
Is that my phone that's doing this? Hello? Okay. I don't, that must be somebody else's phone. Okay, so Taffy Team 48 registrations are on the way. So if you're interested in taking action for your health, and we do it via teleconference call, 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week for 40 lessons, and that takes about 2 months to do this. We meet every morning, and that's on the way. And I hear a beeping sound. Things are not right here yet. Okay? I don't know. Okay, thank you. Whoever stopped, I appreciate that. Thank you. My other announcement is that if you happen to know people in the Kelowna area, then we have a breakfast meeting happening on Saturday, March 23rd at the Kelowna Golf and Country Club. Starts at 9:30. And the breakfast event is $20. That's the fee for the event, which includes the breakfast. And what else do I want to say? This event, I have called it Vitality Breakfast Meeting. And let me just see. We have Val as a guest speaker. She'll be speaking on essential oils. I will be speaking on secrets to your vitality using superfoods and herbs. Herbs that increase stem cell production, herbs that clean out heavy metals, herbs that alleviate depression, herbs that enhance memory and brain functions. So we want a good turnout for that. And so we're going to make it happen. It'll be fun. I want to say welcome to all those people who have just recently joined us. And I am now going to turn the time over to Elaine. She is a recent Taffy grad, and she will be sharing her experiences regarding Taffy, and she also has success stories that she will share with us. And so I'm going to turn the time over to you, Elaine. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Okay, so I'll just start with my own success story. A year ago in February, almost exactly to the day, I got a very unexpected diagnosis of stage 3 colon cancer. And within just a couple of weeks, I was in surgery to remove 75% of my large intestine. I refused chemo because of my medical history. I tend to experience atypical reactions to medications and have horrific side effects with little to no benefit. So instead of going with chemo, I pursued more natural alternatives. I was already taking natural products to boost my immunity because of health concerns related to treatment-resistant bipolar disorder and chronic insomnia. Many weeks I was sleeping less than 25 hours a week. And I'd already made some diet changes, reducing sugar and being careful with portion size, etc. And I was taking vitamins on a regular basis. But following the cancer diagnosis, I added a huge variety of herbal supplements, high-dose vitamin C infusions, hydrogen peroxide infusions, regular chiropractic and naturopathic visits. I also had live blood cell analysis done a few times. I consulted a nutritionist for dietary suggestions and more. I was doing everything that I knew how to. I was also spending thousands of dollars But I rationalized that at least it was better than pouring toxic chemo into my body and further compromising my immune system at a time when I needed to be the strongest. I spent an enormous amount of energy researching what more I could do to make sure that I beat the cancer. I followed up on countless referrals for alternative treatments. As most of us know, whenever somebody that you love gets a terrible diagnosis, everyone has a good suggestion of somebody they knew or something they read, and I followed up on everything. But it was just so enervating. It took so much time. I would get excited about a treatment or a diet plan or supplements to be sure to include, only to do more research and find out that it didn't relate to my personal situation or that it wasn't complementary to the course I was already on, and sometimes even that it could do harm to me and my condition. We put in a brand new pH water system, spent $1,500 on that, only to learn that too high of pH isn't good. Spent another $1,000 on cannabis and CBD oil and CBN, only to find out that there weren't proven results and it didn't work well for me. I was told to eat red meat, oh, become a vegetarian, et cetera, and it just kept going on. It was an endless stream of ideas full of constant contradictions of what else would definitely be the cure for me. Mid-October, so that was in February, right up through the summer, by mid-October, I knew something wasn't right, and I went. I knew the cancer was active again. I had more results done, tests done, and it showed that I had 10 new tumors. In fact, the cancer had taken over approximately 70% of my liver, making it officially stage 4. After some major consultations with oncologists, 2 surgeons, my doctor, etc., the best course of conventional treatment that medicine could offer me was 4 quick rounds of chemo, hoping to shrink the tumors, followed by a short break to give my liver a break, and then major surgery to remove hopefully less than 70% of my liver. After the surgery, which would have taken place last week, then it would have a longer break to allow my liver some healing time, followed by 6 more rounds of chemo. And we really felt like we had very little choice, and we started to move in that direction. So we let them schedule it. Leading up to the first round of chemo, however, we were still pursuing other options. A dear friend had already referred me to Donna Roth, and Donna sent me some information which I had read through briefly, and I even made plans to be on one of these Monday night calls, but unfortunately I got delayed in town and couldn't make it. I had already had a portacath inserted under my skin on my chest area, getting ready for the first dose of chemo, which was scheduled for just a few days later. My chemo experience turned out to be a much poorer option than even we had expected. And even though I received approval for immunotherapy in case the chemo wasn't effective, soon after the first session of chemo, we decided no more. No more chemo, no liver surgery, and we were going to forego the immunotherapy. I arranged to meet Donna at her home, and she explained the 4 root causes of all diseased conditions. She explained it was nutritional deficiency, toxicity, stress, and trauma. She talked about the 5 pillars you need to address in order to overcome cancer: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. I learned the cause of inflammation that allowed cancer to grow in me was years of antibiotic use, a hepatitis A vaccine, and unsuccessful treatment for bipolar disorder. As a matter of fact, over the years, I'd kept a chart because it was so convoluted. I had tried over 100 combinations of approximately 60 different drugs, plus over-the-counter medications and other treatments, resulting in Tylenol toxicity, and I was diagnosed as treatment and medication resistant, meaning that I got almost all of the side effects with very little to no benefit. And I always tell people I've had everything except erectile dysfunction, at least so far, so good. That day, when I met with Donna, instead of my second chemotherapy, she designed a program with me. Super smoothies with mineral chi tonic, flax hull lignans, collagen plus, green zone, and solstic energy. And at first, I started with Podarco, 4 capsules, 2 times a day with each meal, until Pawpaw became available, and have since replaced it with 4 capsules, 3 days, 3 times a day with each meal in place of it. I also use Cat's Claw, Colostrum, and Protease Plus. My diet program became no sugars, no grains, no cereals, no legumes, no dairy, no peanuts, no alcohol, no pop, no junk food, no fruit juice. As a matter of fact, no fruits except for berries. I was to eat meats, grass-fed meats, chicken, turkey, fish, eggs, raw milk, cheese, greens, salads, oils, and coconut oil, etc. And I know it sounds like a lot of no's, but once you cut out those things, there is so much left over, and I actually find sticking to it very easy. As a matter of fact, recently my daughter asked me, we're going on holidays end of next week, and she says, what are you going to do for food? I said, are you nuts? I can eat almost everything, everything good for sure. I signed up for Donna's Taffy program that same day. I also purchased her book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, and I would highly recommend it to everyone, not just people facing cancer, but to anyone who wants to take responsibility for their health. They should read it, and it's such an easy and good read. I trust the program that Donna has created for me based on her years of experience, backed by numerous success stories. I'm grateful that the proven results of the Taffy program saves me the burden of questioning whether or not what I am doing is enough to restore my health. The tremendous support I have received from Donna, our Taffy team, my tag team, has been phenomenal, and it's made a world of difference to me. And I know it's going to continue well past the program. As a matter of fact, we graduated a couple weeks ago, and already I've felt tremendous support coming from these people. They're just beautiful. I'm restoring my health by addressing the nutritional deficiency and toxic overload that is feeding the cancer. I'm accomplishing this with a high-density nutrition plan, meditation, prayer, bioresonance technologies, moderate exercise, and more. I am taking steps that are already showing powerful results in building my body without compromising it. And I know that this is the right choice for me. I have so much respect for Donna and her continuing dedication for the work that she does. I'm grateful for the cancer diagnosis that led me to this exciting new path. Not only because of how great I feel as my health continues to improve, but also because I know my family and friends are experiencing better health because of the truth that I have learned about living a healthy life. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Elaine. And if you would be so kind, Elaine, to share with everyone what results you are presently experiencing.
Okay. Well, I'll go to my BSQ results. When I started, my BSQ was 55, and at finishing the program earlier in January, I took it, and it's 31, so that was an improvement of 24, and I believe it's actually improved since, but I haven't taken a new questionnaire. But my appetite has improved, my weight has stabilized at a healthy 130 pounds, my body temperature has increased, and why that's so important for the people on the call that maybe don't know, but cancer cannot live in a healthy body temperature. Obviously, my cold hands and feet has improved. My energy levels have improved significantly. The decrease in mucus production. I haven't had a headache since starting the program. I'm sleeping much better. The cancer marker that I was listening to before showed improvement during the TAFE program. I also feel less stressed because I'm not conflicted about my approach to defeating the cancer. And that's huge, because one thing you don't need with stage 4 cancer of any kind is stress. And that's just so wonderful to be able to rely on not just the fact that Donna seems credible and that her book is great, but it's she's got all kinds of proof and scientific knowledge that backs this up, and we learned about it in the TAFE program. My bowel movements have become more normal, and because that was not happening after having, of course, 3/4 of my large intestine removed. And I've learned that I'm able to feed my body the nutrients that it needs to heal itself. I am committed to continuing with this. And as I said before, without the TAFE program, I would have been slowly improving my health with no guarantee of getting rid of the cancer. Or if I had even made the drastic mistake of going for more surgery and continuing with chemo, there's no guarantee that it wouldn't come back. And especially in my weakened condition, I know that this is the right choice for me, because not only am I defeating cancer today, but I am preventing giving it a home ever again in my body, and I am teaching my family and friends about it too. Okay, can I share? I'd like to share just a couple of my family's success stories that we actually wrote up for our TAFE program. And the one is my daughter. She's in her 40s, and I'll just read it the way it was written back in December. Last week, my daughter felt cold symptoms coming on strong. And by her estimation, over the last few years, 5 of the last 8 times she experienced such a cold and it progressed into pneumonia. I asked her to try using the Nature Sunshine products and follow the principles that I was learning in our TAFE classes. And she was really reluctant, as a matter of fact. Fear took over her and apprehension kicked in. Her usual and trained procedure was to go on antibiotics, as that's the only way she knew how to stop the pneumonia. The thought of not using antibiotics to keep the coughing and pain at bay and to stop pneumonia was terrifying for her. But after talking to Donna, I was able to convince her, and she did agree. And I gave her simple instructions, and, you know, taking cat's claw, silver shield, tofu oil, detox bath, chlorophyll water, and then to get her diet very simple: bone broth, clean proteins, no starchy vegetables, no sugars, no grains, no alcohol, and to take a super food smoothie twice a day. She really wasn't excited about it, and as a matter of fact, a few times each day, the first 2 days, she would text me to make sure that this was a good idea. Was I really convinced? But here are her results. After day 1, she said, I slept decently, but my throat sore and swollen, and there is green snot. What now? My chest is hurting, and I feel it's getting into the lungs. She continued, day 2, my ribs stopped hurting, and there is less pressure on the lungs and not coughing constantly. And day 3 to 5, no more chest pain, no pressure on the lungs, only symptoms of a cold. Day 5, it worked. The cold is almost gone. Yay, it worked without antibiotics. Today, looking back, my daughter feels that our actions prevented her cold from developing into pneumonia and stopped her ribs from hurting within 1 day, and she would definitely do the herbal remedy again. Now, why that's important is because a month later, she actually did get another cold, and it hit her very hard. And so what we did is we did each of the things we did the first time, but we also doubled up on some things, and she started taking them immediately and cut the sugar, did everything. The best thing that happened, she was so scared not to go on antibiotics because she had booked her week solid. It was right at New Year's, and she had been away on holidays and was going to be going again for holidays. She had 50 appointments booked. She is a nail technician, and she does eyelashes, lash extensions in her home, and she had 50 appointments. And we started her treatment about 30 hours before her first appointment. And I'm happy to report that not only did she get through everything, she did not miss a single appointment. And Donna knows, because we met with Donna in January after that time. And Lisa can tell you, the second day she started taking vitamin C, time release on top of the other things, and Lobelia, and the second day she started her energy, feeling her energy return. So that was so exciting. And then one more success story. I could go on because, as Donna knows, I've been kind of busy with friends and family. My enthusiasm is a little contagious about this because I just feel wonderful. Instead of being frustrated and in bed dealing with cancer, I'm helping my family and friends feel better. So the last,
I love it.
Well, it is. It's hard not to. I mean, again, today somebody came by and oops, I spilled on them. So they now know more than they knew when they came, and we're grateful. So my last success story is to deal with my mom. My mom is a 78-year-old diabetic with limited energy and a number of health issues. For years, she's been on medications for blood pressure, cholesterol, depression, diabetes, and these last few years, her doctor has added 3 different puffers for asthma. Mom lives on her own, and her diet has never been healthy. In spite of knowing she should take better care, she found it was easier to eat convenience foods. When she wasn't feeling well because her blood sugar was too high, she'd go to the doctor and he'd simply increase the amount of insulin he prescribed. My sisters and I have tried working with Mom on her diet, but we only had limited success. She didn't feel a need to change her habits when a little more insulin or another pill would allow her to continue with her bad habits. For years now, with each new health concern she had, dizzy spells, poor balance, headaches, low energy, decreased mobility, chronic back pain, etc., the doctor literally just added another drug and told her that was to be expected at her age. A couple of years ago, her doctor discovered that she was losing blood, but internally, but after numerous tests and referrals to specialists, they couldn't find anything conclusive, so he stopped looking for answers. When I offered him information on a supplemental product that is actually listed in their doctor's desk reference to boost Mom's immune system, he handed me back the printout and dismissed my concerns. But my mom still tried it. But then during my mom's next visit, it wasn't my turn, one of my other sisters went with her, he actually discouraged her from taking it. He told her, you know what, it's just too expensive, and your prescriptions are free, Betty. I was furious when I found out, of course, but there was no unconvincing Mom if that's what the doctor said. When she started losing weight, for no apparent reason, her doctor actually recommended that she drink Ensure Plus nutrition drink to gain the weight back. I don't know if anybody knows, but Ensure Plus and similar products are just full of processed sugar, chemical additives, and synthetic vitamins. That's when I really got upset, and I did step in. You don't have to be a genius to know that how much harm that can do for somebody with compromised health. And in my opinion, you have to be stupid to recommend it to a diabetic. It's almost straight sugar. I worked with mom this fall after meeting Donna. I worked with mom on her diet in an effort to reduce her insulin, mostly by cutting down on sugar, limiting some fruits, increasing her water intake. And we did see some success as she was able to get her insulin units down from 42 to 35. She also started seeing a chiropractor and has considerably less back pain now after that treatment. But it wasn't until after we started applying what I learned in Donna's TAFE course that we were able to come up with a solid plan to help mom in a real significant way. Now, after just a few months of cutting out sugar, reducing grains, getting rid of processed foods, cutting out soft drinks and junk food, drinking chlorophyll water, and taking capsicum for the blood loss, mom's insulin intake is down to just 30 units, and we're planning to go lower, hopefully, to eliminate it altogether in this coming year. She no longer has dizzy spells. Her balance is continuing to improve. She has more energy, better concentration, and her weight has stabilized. She has only had two bad headaches, and both times were because she indulged in sugar, which we've had a couple of chuckles over. She hardly says anymore if she does cheat because she knows she's going to feel bad for it. But she's so excited, and she's actually, her attitude has improved so much. Her cognitive ability has improved. Her memory has improved. And she's really excited about the changes. And now she's proactively involved in making the changes. And she wants to restore her health. And something that's not on this sheet that just happened last week is that my mom went in for a consultation on a type of surgery. And after we came home from the appointment, I took a copy of the information and I gave her the copy as well to read. Before I got back to my mom telling her what I thought, which I was hoping to confer with her doctor and see if she could avoid it, mom decided she is not going to have that operation. She is going to work through natural alternatives to restore her. I am so proud of her. 78 years old, and she's smart enough to learn new and better ways. I'm so proud.
That is so exciting. Thank you for sharing that, Elaine. Now, I know we have questions for Elaine, but we're going to hear from Belle next, and then I'll open it up to question and answer. But before I do, I want to share this quote with you so that you are kind of to wrap up Elaine's experience. This comes from Ron Gadansky, and this is his quote. Knowing that cancer is a combination of infection, inflammation, and injury enables one to attack the cancer process at each of these stages. Metabolic problems, nutritional deficiencies, dental amalgams, loss of immune system function, lifestyle pollutants, parasites, and mycotoxins lead to infection and inflammation. Thousands of people have cured themselves of cancer by eliminating the cause. Thousands more have tried but failed because they missed the causes. And this is why you need to either have a consultation or you need to do TAFE. And with this, I'm going to bring on Belle. Belle has been working with Elaine. They were on the same TAFE team. So we had two people last week, and that was Philip, who talked about his experience with thyroid cancer, and he also had a cardio infection. And we also had Dr. Terry, a naturopathic doctor, who talked about her experience in TAFE and also shared her husband's prostate cancer experience. And so today we also have Belle, who also was on that team. So there was Belle, Dr. Terry, Philip, and Elaine. They were the four stars on that TAFE team. And yes, they graduated about 2 weeks ago. They're all new TAFE grads. And we're going to bring on Belle. She's from Vancouver to share her experience in TAFE. So go ahead, please, Belle.
Thank you, Donna. Okay, so I'm going to start with my success story, and I'm just going to read it off the paper. So back in October of 2018, I was sent to have a mammogram. And I've had mammograms done before, and they just never, I never really thought much of it. And this time I panicked. And so I messaged my cousin Sarah, so she can pray for me that my appointment goes well. Sarah invited me to her house after my appointment, and I went over to her house. I talked with her. I spoke with Luciano, that's Sarah's husband. And Luch put me into contact with Donna Ross. I spoke with Donna Ross in November and committed to doing the TAFE program. For me, it wasn't a no-brainer into doing programs, into doing alternative, because I've already have been on the path of doing, looking after my diet and so on. So I've cut up a whole bunch of stuff. So I spoke with Donna, and then we started doing the TAFE program. When I found out that the TAFE program was going to happen over the Christmas break, I was very reluctant because I didn't want to commit over Christmas time. It's Christmas time, it's partying, it's eating, it's family, it's a whole bunch of stuff. So I just didn't want to do it, but I ended up doing it. And I have to say, it was the best thing ever that happened for me. I'm so glad that I did it over Christmas time. So a little bit of the symptoms that I was having was headaches and migraine headaches and just a lot of heaviness on my neck and my shoulder and my head, all these felt so heavy. So all of this was gone in a matter of a couple of weeks after I started doing the program. I had a lot of pain in my shoulders. That was gone. Stiff neck, that's gone. Back pain, low back pain, that pain decreased significantly. I was having a lot of pain underneath my ribs and in the front part, in the back part of my rib area. It was just very painful. Couldn't sleep in the nighttime because I couldn't lay down and to twist and turn and stuff like that. It would hurt as well. So that pain went away. Sleepless nights, difficulty falling asleep, restless dreams, nightmares, waking up frequently at nighttime. That improved a lot. And since then, now I'm finding that I'm sleeping more throughout the whole night. I'm not waking up at all. So it's gone even better. And anxiety, that really improved a lot. Cold hands and feet, this has improved. Cravings for fat and high fat diets and sugars, that has improved. I'm not craving those diets. Dry skin, this has improved. Fatigue in the afternoons and low energy, that has improved a lot. So a bit about me, I'm a paralegal, and when I'm at the desk, I'm working in the afternoons. It's like, oh, let me go take a little snooze, you know, but I'm not doing that anymore. So food sits heavy on my stomach, that's all gone. Intestinal gas and bloating, that's all gone. Joint pain, that's improved a lot. Leg cramps, that's all gone. The menopause problems, feeling hot flashes, this has improved significantly for me. Muddled thinking, that's improved significantly. Osteoporosis, this has improved a lot. Skin problems, freckles, moles, rash, that I have, that's just the mold that's been there ever since. So, but I'm noticing a lot of improvement on my face. Stiff, achy, and painful muscles, this has improved a lot. Swollen lymph glands, this has improved significantly. Urinating at night, oh my God, I am not urinating at night. I hardly get up now, yay. varicose veins, I still have that. I'm going to be working on that. And weak legs and knees, that's improved a lot. Wheezing, shortness of breath, that's improved. difficulty laying down and tossing and turning, that was a part of the rib area. That's gone. Financially stressed, my finances are under control. I've been learning how to manage my finances. It's like one would wonder, what does finances have to do with the TAFE program? But I have to say, finances, you have to have your finances under control. You have to be willing to take responsibility of your finances as well and look at them, and instead of like just ignoring them like how I was. So that was causing a lot of stress. So depression, that has improved significantly. Oh my God, it has so improved. Overweight, I went from 175 pounds to 154 pounds during the TAFE program. So low self-confidence and low value of myself, that disappeared for me. Body temperature, this increased from 36 to 36.4. So that's all of these things that I've just mentioned, that was from our body systems questionnaire. And my body systems questionnaire was, when I started doing the program, it was like, oh my God, I have this, I have this. I didn't even think I had those, like all these issues. But once I started doing my body systems questionnaire, it was surprising to see what it was. So my total body systems questionnaire, when I first started, it was 145. And at the end of the program, it was 28. So that was just huge. So, and then I wanted to do the program because of the mammogram. I was taking painkillers at least once or twice a week. I knew that taking the painkillers are not good, but did, because I just needed to get out of pain for a little bit. So I'm also a lacto-vegetarian, and I found that the capsules are gelatin, and I decided I was going to do this to the best I can. I ordered the products, what I needed. I have been taking the powders out of the capsules and drinking them. Some of them are very bitter in the beginning, but then later I just became used to the taste. And I put into a I put a routine into place that would work for me. I had my smoothies in the morning and then the capsules, and finished the rest of my smoothie after the capsules. I would take the appropriate capsules and tablets and chlorophyll with me to work. A couple of weeks after, I noticed that I did not take any painkillers. My headaches were gone. Shortly after that, I noticed that it was very easy for me to just toss and turn and just move on with my day, getting out of bed. It was easy getting started to doing start my day. So doing the TAFE program also worked on other areas of my life. I started to see my self-worth. I started valuing myself and just walking to work, walking, just how I was presenting myself every single day. I walked tall with my head held high with confidence. And so my attitude changed a lot. I was being more positive, joyful, happy with who I am. I started loving and respecting myself and my body. And I took the time to dress well. So Christmas time, so a part of the Christmas for me is Christmas has always been a very emotional time. It's the time when I was almost had become homeless at one time after we separated. And so this past Christmas, it was the best Christmas ever, because I was truly joyful and happy within myself. And it actually radiated within my family. I would always used to make up excuses for not going to Christmas parties. And I actually went to this Christmas party just full of joy, full of wanting to give. And so, you know, being able to buy presents for my daughter, for my grandsons, for my son-in-law, that was huge for me, just being able to treat and being there for others. So I've been openly sharing all these experiences with everybody that's come into my life. And so the TAFE program, it was so easy to do, because it was first thing in the morning, and we spent 20 minutes every day. First 5 minutes we shared, and that was wonderful. We had questions, we listened to each other, we learned a lot from listening to each other as well. So my ahas, I had a lots of ahas. I didn't know about the tooth, about a dead tooth. I didn't realize when you have, what was that?
Root canal.
Root canal. It's actually a dead tooth. Oh, my God. That was like one of my biggest things. It's like, oh, wow. And then we learned the Chinese constitutional elements and how I relate it to the water element. I just picked up that right away. And one of the other things that I loved learning was the body temperature and how it affects our body and our well-being. And let me just see. So I have to say one of the things, the hardest thing for me to do was really doing the gallbladder cleanse because it tastes so gross. Oh, my God. It just was so disgusting. And I had to go to the bathroom so much. That was the hardest one for me to do. And but I did it anyway. And I felt so great afterwards. I felt like I just really gave my body a good cleanse. So I started finding myself, I was sharing all of my events with everybody on my tag team, and I found that I was sharing with other people besides on my tag team as well. And I've been just talking in a more positive manner. I have a 7-year-old grandson, and he was going to get sick over Christmas, and I convinced my 7-year-old grandson to drink lemon cayenne pepper and maple syrup so that he can heal himself. Oh, my God. It was like he did it twice on that day. Oh, my God. And I showed him because I had to take my own capsules. I said, look, this stuff tastes gross. And we just drank it and we did it together. And so I am very, very grateful for Donna and all the work that she's, put through in this course. It was, everything was very easy to understand. The homework assignments were very easy. Ordering the products from Nature Sunshine, that was easy as well. And then if I had any questions, I did talk to Donna about them, and we did figure out what was best for me at all times. And creating our days, being grateful, that was just starting the day off like that every single day. It just puts you in a really good mood. So my daughter, we did this with my daughter. My daughter is a calligrapher, and she does markets as well. So she did the Christmas market here in Abbotsford. And so I drove both of us to the market. So I helped her out. And every morning we would just create our day. What are we creating? What are we being grateful for? And so that, it was really, really great. I have to say, you know what, I would recommend doing the TAFI program to everybody because it works on your whole being. It works on your body. It works on your soul. It works on your mental attitude. It works on your physical. In every aspect, I found that it worked on for me. And so I'm continuing to doing the program, and I know that this is one of the other things that I learned. We have taken so many years of putting all this toxicity into our body. It's going to take time for everything to get out. So, and I know it's every couple of months, it's a new program, new things that I'm going to be working on. And it's going to be listening to my body and telling my body, like, you know, finding out, like, talking to Donna, okay, this is what my body's doing and saying to me, you know, what should we do now? And my son-in-law, he came to me for advice last night. And that wow. was like in awe. He was like, what? You're asking me for advice what you should do? And I was like, oh, okay, let me think about it, right? And then I was like, he has got, his doctor told him he's got fungal on his skin. And the doctor gave him some medicine to take for the fungal. And so he didn't take it. And he asked me, he goes, well, what do you think I should do, right? And I'm like thinking today, it's like, oh, okay, we learned about fungal. Paul Darko is like, okay, I can suggest Paul Darko to him. And so I was, I said, okay, this is what I think you should take, and this is what I think you should do, and let's order it. And he goes, okay, let's do it. And this was just like, wow, you know, him coming to me for advice on what to do. So this just happened last night, Donna. Something
that's
new.
Awesome. you're the example. That's so awesome.
Yeah. So I'm feeling great. I'm feeling awesome about being the program. I love being a leader of my own life. I love taking responsibility of my own health. And because of that, others are noticing that as well. So, and it's my son and my son-in-law and my daughter, they're going to be changing their eating habits as well. I was talking to them about taking out of some of the stuff. They've already removed the sugar out of their diet, so, which is great. Yay!
Yay! That's awesome!
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, Belle. And I am going to turn the recording off, so just give me a second.